What kind of effect did the injury have on all the progress you had made up until that point?
I think it slowed me down a little bit, just missing the two games and kind of getting thrown back in there and them having to sort of ease me in. It wasn't, hey, you're a big part of the game plans right when I got back, because Washington, I was questionable. I was still questionable coming into the Monday night game, so we kind of had to work me in, and sort of that week I started feeling better. They started putting more on my plate, so I think the more healthy I got, the more healthy I get, the more stuff is going to happen.
Do you think it was an issue like this past Sunday? Were they still kind of easing you back in last Sunday?
I think the Redskins game kind of, I look better than I did in practice, and I think going into the week, I don't think I looked any worse. I feel like I felt better throughout the week, and I had a lot going into that game. It was a weird game, like I said.
You feel 100% then?
Yeah, I definitely feel 100%. I feel good. I haven't felt like held back by it. I still kind of like deal with it, still treating it, still not lacking off of it, but I feel good most of all.
Sorry, do you feel like that there's an extra sense of intensity around the backs right now because of the level of competition that Ajayi brings in?
Yeah, I think it's intensity regardless, because you know, some guys, we look at it as we got to get better at certain things, and I know definitely San Fran, we didn't have our best game, so Deuce kind of turned it on for us and let us know, man, we had to pick a lot of stuff up. So I think that intensity would be there whether he came in this week or he didn't. That intensity was there for all the running backs.
You had made progress in your blocking considerably this year, and yet there's still been inconsistencies from the entire group. What has Deuce been doing to kind of improve that?
I think voice pickup. Deuce is kind of getting it to every guy now, putting us in the worst situations possible. He's been the best at that since I've got here. He gives me the worst call or worst thing ever that could happen, and then it makes it easier in the game, because you know, we could go into the game saying we're going to do this, we're going to do that, then they throw a curveball at us, and it's something different. So I think he puts us in the best situations of telling us what could happen, the possibilities, what we could do. It's like three ways to block a certain thing. So I definitely think he's been dialed in and focused on that. And kind of most of our day is pass protection every day. Running the ball is not really the most important thing. Catching the ball is not. Pass protection, as soon as I stepped in the building, I had to learn the protection before we even moved on from anything. And he's taking that approach for every guy.
Do you think there are enough carries for everybody to be happy? Like, you know, four guys now, especially.
I think guys are just gonna have to suck it up regardless. One game it might be this person, one game it might be another person. If you're all about winning and you're all about putting your best out there and wanting this team to win and help us achieve what we're trying to achieve, it's gonna be spread around. It's gonna have to spread the love. It's been that since I've been here. It's been a committee. Everyone does certain things, plays certain ways. So I think if you're about winning, you'll enjoy this run.
Do you worry about your future? And this is the guy that's signed through next year. In regards to, you know, what this means for you in terms of whether you're going to be one of the bellwether guys in this.
I kind of don't think about it, honestly. Since I've been here, you never know your future anywhere if you're secure anywhere. So I think you got to put your head down and go to work and just take advantage of all the opportunities you get. So not more so. I think worrying about that and being that kind of guy is kind of going to get you not where you want to be. I think staying focused and doing your job the best you could do it, hey, you could play anywhere.
Does it light a fire under you, though? I mean, knowing they brought in a new guy, young guy.
I don't think so. I think it's always, you got to always have that fire. It's always on when you're on the field. It's always on when you're working. There's never a day off in this league, and that's everywhere. It's always. So I believe if you don't have that in you and you get complacent, it kind of goes downhill from there.
When you said, like, you know, you have to be about winning or, you know, for this to work and everything, is that something you noticed about these guys, like, ever since you've been here, especially the running back room?
The running back room, I've noticed it the most. We were the most unselfish, and it started with Sproles and Ryan and Kenyon last year, and them kind of breeding it in me, and now anyone who comes in the room is like that. So I know guys start to feel it. I know Corey felt it this year, Pumphrey. Every new guy who comes in the room starts to, you may come in like kind of tense, but once you get in and everyone's helping out and trying to coach you up and trying to make everybody better, it's kind of a fun room. I think it's the most fun room in this locker room.
Yeah. Do you think that that's kind of why, like, a guy like Jay, who's kind of like the main guy in Miami, can kind of come in here and fit in?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I definitely think we welcome him to that mentality, and he kind of gets it, and when certain guys around you are a certain way, you start to pick up the habits and start to see guys really want you to see guys want each other to get better each and every day. So it's good for him.
Early in camp when you were playing really well, you talked about how like you finally kind of understood about, you know, what it takes to get ready each week for a game, mm-hmm. in terms of conditioning, and then you had a couple injuries. Were you like, oh no, not again? And why do you think the injuries happened? Do you think it was, again, because of the conditioning thing, or do you think it was just kind of a
I think the Chargers, the hamstring was in camp, so it was kind of, I think it was kind of like just getting fatigue a little bit. But I think the knee was just totally like out of nowhere, and it was like it happens a lot. It was a bad play. It was just a regular play. You guys probably can't even see the play, but I got tackled and my knee just hit the ground, like just
bang. Chargers.
Yeah, just hit the ground hard early in the game, and it just banged on the ground. Nobody hit it. It was just a funny thing, and then you hurt your knee, it gets swelled up, and I had to miss a couple of weeks. So it kind of made me mad just how it happened, and like, man, nobody hit it, nothing happened, so it was no way to avoid it. So you kind of can't harp on it.
How's Blunt been since Jay came in? And you know, I mean, he was the lead.
I think Blunt kind of, it's like he's more like involved in helping Jay, and because when he came, we were kind of helping him every day. So now I see him on the sideline telling Jay, hey, we got this, we got that, what to look for. So it's kind of funny. Me and Pumphrey was talking about it today, watching LG coach up Jay. It was like kind of funny because we was just coaching up LG. So I think it's been a good.
Was he telling the right things to do?
Yeah, he was telling the right things, but we just like, dang, this guy's helping him out now because he came a long way. So everyone's, I think it's, we all get smarter from that.